Hello and good morning. One of the interesting aspects of our society in Britain is its diversity. I'm sure we're all aware of this. But of course, I may be even more aware because I fit into that diversity, adding my little colour, or a scratch, onto the beautiful tableau of our multicolour, multi-background component. As such, I find it fascinating to have acquired a good insight into life in the UK, and that I have the added advantage of having a good peep every now and then into my country of birth and see how the sort of other half over there live. So, having recently returned from one of these visits, I find the urge to narrate some of the things I witnessed. Of course, I do not go there as a tourist, just looking at the odd touristic attractions or reveling in the entertainment and nightlife. I am there with my family, folks, and my immersion into family life and social gatherings. In the past, when I was still younger and more physically fit, I would go out and mix with the people of all strata, even if they are strangers. Taking a bus ride in Cairo is an adventure at the best of times, and a hazard if assessed more realistically. Again, this will not apply to the tourist coaches, which are driven professionally and are comfortable and air-conditioned, and more importantly, are under close control. In those days of yesteryears, I was able to savour the real characteristic of life in that fascinating country to which I was born. Nowadays, I have to rely on chats within our social gatherings and the various taxi rides I take when I'm on my own. Fortunately, these are cheap, readily available, and reasonably comfortable. It's about 2 years since I visited Egypt last time, although I had good reason to do so much earlier. Were it not for the serious illness and operation I went through nearly 2 years ago, and then the travel restrictions compounded by Egypt being in the Corona red traffic light category until just a few weeks before we managed our travel arrangements. Well, in Egypt, 2 years is not a short time to recognize changes. Things there can either remain stagnant for ages or move at a furious pace. In the last 2 years, it was the latter. So many bypasses, so many tunnels, all facilitating traffic flow, a cleaner environment and more trees along the roads, and I hesitate to describe the totally new city built, called the new administrative capital, built so as to accommodate all government departments, foreign embassies and big business establishments, thus freeing the clogged city centre. A new history museum is near completion and is to complement the one that stood close to the Nile for over a century. And I was privileged to see the new Culture History Museum, opened only a couple of months or so ago, which, among other things, displays Egyptian mummies in sealed glass containers with the right temperature and humidity to preserve them, as well as other antiquities. They were a joy to see, and also read a summary about each king or queen displayed next to them. Most, if not all, of these changes, we within our diaspora community in UK were, as expected, aware of. We see the local news, we viewed YouTube descriptions, and exchanged narratives when any one of us returned from similar visits. So, for me, there is little surprise to see some of these changes firsthand. And because practically all my friends are reasonably, if not excessively, well-to-do, they all conform to the opinion that all these changes are welcome and are an indication of how effective the government is. But I tend to use my visit to dig a little deeper. I quiz my friends and chat to the taxi drivers, always the best weather bell of the situation in any country, and also make some personal judgments of my own from what I see. And then the picture starts to change. I find that for ordinary people, these grand projects are irrelevant, as they struggle to make ends meet in their everyday life. The cost of living starts to rise, and the people find they have to pay more for settling any official affair, such as licenses, fees, and so on. One of the things I notice, for example, is that in the past, the main roads in residential areas used to have gaps situated at reasonable distances to allow U-turns to access the opposite areas. These used to result in slowing of traffic at these points and bunching up. However, as the roads are fairly wide, these slowdown points and bunching up allowed pedestrians to cross these roads, thus acting as de facto pedestrian crossings. The authorities decided to free the traffic and closed many of these gaps, and so cars have to go for some distance to find a turnaround. And yes, traffic was freer and faster. Any guesses? You got it. More pedestrian accidents, many fatal. These are just quick glimpses and observations, and I can't help thinking, has the government ever asked the people what they really want? Of course, in this country we have consultations, national or local, on some issues. But I bet very few of us ever really participate, and if we do, we're hardly expecting our views to be considered, especially when buried in a mountain of relevant and irrelevant responses. But that is here. Over there, none of this happens, and people just keep on seeing changes and licking their lips and shrugging their shoulders in total disenchantment and nonchalance. Any concept of synergy between ruler and ruled appear to be totally absent. So, whether they are better over there or we fare better over here, I leave the answer to you, my dear listener. All I can say is that we enjoyed the good weather, the good food, and the excellent company during the few weeks I stayed there. And I can tell anyone who has not visited Egypt, especially Cairo, that it is well worth any money you spend. Goodbye.